Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, October 24th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're going to talk about Turkey and its key role against the Islamic State, especially in the battle for the city of Kobani along Turkey's southern border with northern Syria, the Western powers trying to persuade Turkey to do their bidding is reminiscent of the negotiations ongoing to break apart the Ottoman Empire at the end of World War I. The West always seems to want a different role for the Turks than they want for themselves. For one thing, Turkey has to continue living in its part of the world, and it is smart to think long term. The West, especially the United States, wants Turkey to commit ground troops to defeat the Islamic State, but Turkey thinks long term again. It wants to be seen as the leader and shaper of policy in this part of the world. The U.S. says, just meet your immediate need by defeating ISIS. And Turkey says, but when you're gone, we'll still be here. What then? To assist the West with ISIS, Turkey will have to set aside its centuries-old hatred of the Kurds. This stretch of land from southern Turkey down through the mountains and valleys of northern Iraq is Kurdistan, or land of the Kurds. It used to all be part of the Ottoman Empire. It's been home to a volatile mix of Kurds, Arabs, Turks, Yazidis, Chaldeans, and Jews, and a source of violence centuries before ISIS arrived on the scene. When the Ottoman Empire was torn apart after World War I, the British brought in Sunni Arabs to work the Kurdish oil fields, creating a source of friction between Arabs and Kurds that still exists today. Saddam Hussein continued this policy of Arabization and even used chemical weapons in 1988 against the Kurds to try to force them out. In the view of Turkey, the Turks are the natural replacement for a weakened and destroyed Iraq and Syria. The United States is focused on the Islamic State and its immediate threat, while Turkey looks ahead and asks, who's going to clean up this mess when it's over and you're gone? That is why Turkey doesn't just jump into the battle, but instead places conditions on its participation. It wants the U.S. to be convinced that since it will inevitably be the power administering the region, why not recognize that fact right now and concede the power? In short, Turkey wants to restore at least part of the Ottoman Empire. As we've said before, the Middle East is trying to throw off 100 years of post-World War I history and return to pre-1917. Turkey hates the Kurds, however, and views them as terrorists. It must be very difficult for the Turks to work with them and let them pass through their territory and across their border. Nevertheless, they allowed the Turks to travel in southern Turkey recently and cross the border to join the fight against the Islamic State in Kobani. The Kurdish units, along with Free Syrian Army Forces, which is just the anti-Assad rebels, are currently in a pitched battle with forces of the Islamic State for the border town of Kobani. The United States has been landing C-130 cargo planes full of arms and equipment at Incirlik Air Base in Turkey to resupply the anti-ISIS forces. Turkey was informed, Washington says, that this would be happening. The U.S. tried airdropping supplies, but fears the supplies may have been captured by ISIS once again. Even by accident, we resupply our enemies, allowing resupply flights as well as letting Kurds cross its border shows that Turkey is starting to change its position. This battle for Kobani would appear to be a strategic mistake by ISIS. Its advantage is as a guerrilla force, and now it has massed tens of thousands of troops, making them very vulnerable to massive U.S. airstrikes. 60 strikes around Kobani in 4 days. ISIS seems to view Kobani as some kind of symbolic or psychological battle because it doesn't have much strategic value, and they have suffered massive casualties in the battle. ISIS is mired in urban combat against a determined enemy backed by coalition air power, with a target-rich environment. This would be perfect timing for the introduction of Turkish ground forces. The battle is right on their border, and they would have great appreciation from Washington for destroying a large part of the ISIS army. They have large numbers of troops and equipment massed on their border, but they will only use them in their own best interest. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.